Now LFA and Chief Truck New Teeth will take our hands and lead us briefly on board buses small enough to fit inside the tissues they're made of. And we will roam around a faded F in Chief Truck New Teeth's brain. It won't take long before we're done and we'll have a fresh bunch of pieces thrust upon us. Everybody on the bus. Cougar season's now upon us. Everybody on the bus.
Right, hello internet audience. You're at the show again. You know the name because it's in our theme song, brought to you by Be Brave Bold Robot. Check out their music. It's a great band.
Mr. Dean Hawkinson is genius.
Yes. I don't think we need to bring that up every week now, but it's only been a couple weeks since we've been using it.
He's paying me $100 a week to do it.
Yes.
So
it's not the most prudent investment ever made, but...
But hey, I live up to my end of the bargain. That's all I'm saying. You know, he wants viral marketing.
You'd have to mention it more than on the show. Maybe if you mentioned it
I mention
the time.
It everywhere I go. In my sleep.
That might be worth it.
I've started sleeping on the couch.
It's a diverse marketing campaign.
It's out there. But, I mean, there's a lot of things that are out there, Jeff.
It's Jefe.
Jefe, sorry. You're right. It is Jefe.
Cheap Trunk and New Teeth.
El Jefe.
I need to keep the show on a pseudonymical level.
A pseudonymical level?
Yes. You know, hey, I was watching Scanner Darkly.
Yeah.
It's a movie you've seen.
Yes, I have.
And the best thing I heard, and I finally got to see it from the beginning, but of course it was on like late at night, so I was kind of sleepy as well, as I'm still sleeping on my couch for some part of the night, if not the whole night. It's the scene where Downey Jr. is talking about the bike he got,
mm-hmm.
and he says those, and then he refers to the people there. And you know, in the movie, they just discuss everything to death and talk themselves in circles because mm-hmm. they're a bunch of drug addicts
mm-hmm.
and slightly paranoid. And then he calls the people that he bought the bike off a bunch of gypsy grifters, which was hilarious. Those gypsy grifters. Because, you know, he starts to doubt the deal he got. If they go, well, don't you think that might be stolen since you got such a deal on it, you know?
I actually enjoyed the movie.
I wanted to see the rest of it, but it's not on demand, so it's just, even though it was on HBO and everything else.
I haven't read the story.
Who cares?
I'm just saying it's based on a Philip K. Dick, but a
short
story.
Yeah, but who cares? The movie's completely different.
But there's like,
it's a movie.
80 movies based on Philip K. Dick short stories,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are like, ooh.
I can't imagine that his book had the same...
No.
Because it's a very... Because the dialogue is very typical of the director's style.
Yeah.
Richard Linklater. But he calls them gypsy grifters, and that's just hilarious, and I want to start a band called the Gypsy Grifters.
The Gypsy Grifters. That'd be great. What kind of music would you play?
I don't know. Stolen? go around.
Hey, there's your name for the band tonight.
I travel around to different, unknown bands and steal songs from them.
Live band karaoke? What better name?
Gypsy Grifters.
They're playing stolen music.
Of course, that's the first thing I thought of. But I wanted to do, the name I wanted to do for the band was the Endearment Terms.
The Endearment Terms?
And then I would name everybody in the band Sweetie, Baby, Schnooky Lumps, and Honeykins, or so Lammykins.
The Terms of Endearment?
Yeah, so the Endearment Terms, which I grifted from this band called the Blame Shifters.
The Blame Shifters.
Yeah, because, it's where you take a term, and so I was shifting the blame. And so that band became the Blame Shifters. And so I took Terms of Endearment and called it the Endearment Terms. Which is like, I don't know how I would name the band members for the Gypsy Grifters, because I don't know any names of Gypsy Grifters.
A little research. And
yeah. They call them the Renaissance Men. So it was like, Larry DeMedici and Adam Michelangelo and Donnie Botticelli.
Yeah, but that's not near as much fun.
No, but it's apt,
Hey,
the well runs a little drier than...
I'm just saying, wouldn't you want also, though, if you're going to do that, to have them in costume?
Yeah.
Be a pain in the ass playing and that stuff.
And it's an impossibility. you know, to get costumes on a weekly basis to fit the names for the band. It's not going to add to the profitability, although it might add to the fun.
So,
Gypsy Grifters.
Gypsy Grifters. Hey, speaking of Gypsy Grifters, you know who dressed like a bunch of Gypsy Grifters? Was that band Poison?
That, well, yeah, it's the whole Aerosmith hair band thing.
Well, yeah, but they took that whole bandana Aerosmith thing.
Yeah.
To a whole new...
Yeah. So, now that, yeah, that, which reminds me of, I have a Bret Michaels impression.
An impression of Bret Michaels?
Yeah. And, you know, he's got a TV show on the Dating Channel, I mean MTV.
The Dating Channel?
Which is now the Dating Channel, apparently, because they are seem to be devoted... The programming seems to be devoted to finding dates for people who used to be in popular bands or some had some level of popularity, whether it's music or the internet or something.
I guess they are doing that, aren't they?
Because they have Shot at Love with Teal Tequila, Flavor of Love with Flavor Flav, and Rock of Love.
A few seasons of that, best of my knowledge, yeah.
Yep, and Flavor... I can do a Flavor of Flav impression, too, but I'll do the Bret Michaels impression first. So here's Bret Michaels getting ready for his show, Rock of Love. What bandana should I wear? Because that's pretty much the extent of... So, ooh, that's a good impression.
That is a good impression. I'd like to see him choosing that, though.
Yeah, and then Flavor Flav has a habit of naming his guests or his potential... paramours.
Concubines,
paramours, whatever. And a lot of times he names them after, like, where they're from. Well, you're from Savannah, Georgia, so I'm going to call you Savannah. And that's what he does. Oh, you're from Miami, so I'm going to call you Miami. But the trick is they spell it, like, a la Prince style, like, sort of ghetto phonetics.
Miami, yeah. Like M-E-E,
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, M-A-Y-A-M-M-E-E. Or, you're from St. Louis, so I'm going to call you St. Louis. Like, so...
Hey, it's tough to be creative on the fly, man.
It's tough to not be creative on the fly. You're from New York, so I'm going to call you New York.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably dumb. And
that's on TV. People are paying for that show to be produced.
And he doesn't do that with every guest, but there's so many people's names for after cities, and it's... I don't know if there's any pre-work that goes in that. Well, you just... It's really bad.
Well,
And that goes along with my theory that most programming isn't for smart, intelligent stuff. It's for people to act stupid.
Apparently. Well, apparently it's for ratings and selling ad space and stuff like that, really, but, you know...
But what sells that translates into people behaving poorly or badly or non-intelligently.
There's more people at the Walmart than there are at the library.
Well, of course there are more people at the Walmart than you... It takes a long time to read a book. Did somebody actually say that?
No.
Oh.
I was trying to say something stupid. And
that could be true, though. And I mean, like, it probably is true.
Illegitimately pointed at demographics.
The library isn't a necessity while...
No, and realistically,
most people go buy
what they want to read and read it at home. They don't go to the library. A lot of people don't do that anymore. I mean, that's something from... The only people you find now at the library are students who are fucking can't get to the library on campus and homeless people.
Yeah. You don't need to go to the library for light reading if you have internet access. And people go there for internet access. Anyway, so that's our prologue. And Chief Drunken New Teeth has a number of topics he'd like to delve into
speaking
today.
Speaking of the internet, looking around.
What did you find?
Odd things of interest. This is one I found when we were going to do this show earlier, but then I had to run back to the house to assist my girlfriend by emailing her something that didn't download onto her little thing.
Wow, that's relevant.
And apparently from 1 p.m. to 3:45 p.m. on Eastern Time, there was 3 to 4 million people who were without power in South Florida. 3 to 4 million people without power.
Yeah.
And apparently nothing happened. But
wow, South Florida is just a horrible place to be without power.
Most of them have it back. There's like 800,000 who still didn't when the report was out.
Don't worry, their car alarms were all safe.
But
so you think it was an electromagnetic pulse that?
No.
From the Golden Eye satellite.
Apparently there was some problem at one of the power plants.
That doesn't sound like a good enough conspiracy to me. We can come up with something better.
Well,
there's a new supervillain on the march.
I think they had like some like
it was a test run target.
They're communist squirrels led by the Illuminati who have burrowed into the nuclear plant underneath. Mm-hmm.
Led by Fidel Castro, who recently retired,
even though he's
as president of Cuba, just so
he can lead the squirrels
on Miami.
Exactly, because he's really animatronic. Exactly.
At this point, of course.
I mean, because he's not alive. He's probably.
Well, I think what happened is they made his. They took him as an experiment of, you know, the advances in Cuban science. They electrified him.
And like Frankenstein.
No, like an electric superhero whose you know body is all current.
Oh.
You know, electrical current now, and that was his first test strike. Was taking out Miami because that's the home of the most, you know, Cuban dissidents.
I like it a lot. We just need to find some
corroborating evidence.
We just need to find a couple of bloggers to blog on the idea and call that corroborating evidence, and then blow
that
out of proportion.
That's why he hasn't been seen because you can't really see him as a physical presence anymore. He's seen as he's all electrical charges.
I like it. So he should show up on TV. It's fine though.
Yeah.
Well, that explains what happened in Florida. Then
I do.
We should write the AP. Mm-hmm. Here's one that I really liked. You helped me pronounce this word. Archipelago.
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 Mm-hmm. Archipelago. That means a series or a group of islands that constitute.
Well. The ones that constitute Svalbard or Svalbard in Norway is where the Norwegians have opened up a doomsday vault where they are storing millions of seeds from around the world to be stored and safeguarded against wars and disasters. It's 620 miles from the North Pole and it's designed to hold 4.5 million seeds. Now, my only question is let's say there are some wars and disasters of the scope that you would want to have a storehouse of seeds of all the stuff that was on the planet at one time. What makes you think you're going to be able to get to it?
Yeah, or get it opened.
Yeah, it could be fucked.
If we don't have a lot of technology, how are we going to open a huge vault?
I mean, it's a nice idea, I guess, though. Mm-hmm. And they're happy about it, so...
Mm-hmm.
You'll enjoy this one. I know that Hugo Chavez.
Oh, hero! He's right in line to be the next Castro.
Doesn't want the people of his country speaking English anymore. He doesn't want them speaking or using English. I imagine he doesn't want them hearing English in any way, shape, or form. That's just it's interesting. I mean, it'd be one thing if you know. You were somewhere in Far East Asia, you know, or I don't know. It's a continent just south of here.
I submit that this is more than typical of his megalomania.
Well, I think he's trying to give Kim Il-jung a run for his money, or Kim Jong-il, whatever that guy's
name is. He's trying really hard.
And of course, that's another thing. You know, he just recently let the New York City Philharmonic play in North Korea, and they got a standing ovation. Like, you think?
Because they actually heard something good?
They haven't heard, I mean, any damn or dick in how I.
Yeah.
I want to talk about isolation. Shit.
Was that part of the Bill Clinton peace pact that they made?
The New York City Philharmonic going playing a show.
In 10 years, they'll get to see the Philharmonic.
Possibly.
Just, you know, that was part, like, okay, you haven't directly slaughtered anybody outside your country lately, you get the Philharmonic.
So it was a reward program. I found
I don't know, we bribed them for... That's Our American diplomacy, and it's not just Clinton, you know, despite my right-leaning tendencies, I'm not going to... Although I don't think it was any better that he did it, but a lot of times our international diplomacy resides in us bribing them.
Well, yeah.
We can't bribe our own officials, but we can bribe foreigners.
We bribe or we withhold things. That's pretty much all we do.
Which maybe is, but you know, I'm not an international diplomatic expert, so I don't know. But I don't really think we should be giving money to people that don't work in anyway, don't work with us well, and they worked any better with us, despite the fact we gave them a bunch of money and stuff.
I saw this on Yahoo this afternoon. Starbucks going to be closed for 3.5 hours. All 7,100 company-owned stores today from 5:30 to 9, so they can have this in-house big training session, get their people re-emphasized and refocused and passionate about coffee.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny because when you go to the company site, they don't say anything about it.
Well, you're not going to say that we're closing.
I thought it was funny. I mean, it's all over a bunch of news wires, but it's like, you know, you have to actually read the CEO's like big mission statement thing when he came back from some, you know, revitalizing retreat or something, and he discusses it in there. But they don't, you know.
4 hours of no Starbucks coffee. You know what that means? The people of America will not be drinking burnt coffee for 4 hours.
What are they going to do? That's what I'm saying.
Go somewhere else and get unburnt coffee.
They're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
They don't crack in the coffee, you know. So
yeah, they should.
That's why people go there.
Yeah, I don't get the same cracky effect as I go to my local Java City or...
Where do you go for coffee?
I go to N Street.
You go to N Street?
Yeah, by the way, he said hello.
Oh, really? I haven't been there in a while since I moved.
Yeah, that's why he asked, where's Joel then? He's like, oh, my God, dude, he moved over to, you know.
Yeah.
The other side of Midtown.
Yeah, so. I don't even have coffee much anymore, so.
I'll be happy to tell him that.
It's not like I go anywhere else.
Yeah. I stopped going to you, but I haven't gone anywhere else. So I'm going to tell my barber, you know, I stopped going to you, but it doesn't mean I've gone anywhere else. I'm just doing it myself because.
Where were you going to your barber?
I have good hair.
Were you going to Steve?
Yeah.
He tried to get me to start coming over there.
He told me I had no morals.
And told you had no morals.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, dude, I can't really come back here.
Why did he tell you that?
I don't even want to get into it.
See, that's great material. I don't know why he wanted to get into that.
Joking around about the shop, and a tall woman walks by, but, you know, she was tall, and I'm like, hey. And they're like, dude, that chick's like 15 or whatever. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know. You know, because I didn't see her from the front, and she was like 6 foot tall.
Right.
And then, like, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know she was, you know, you work here every day. I'm only here, you know, once a month or whatever.
Right.
You don't have any moral. And I'm like, huh? Well, I'm like, just finished cutting my hair so I can. I didn't say anything about it. I'm like, I don't want to sit there and argue about it. I'm like, how do you argue with somebody like that?
Especially when they're cutting your hair.
Yeah. Like, you just totally insulted me. And I'm not going to stay mad, but she's not going to give you any money anymore.
That's a very good point.
I don't, yeah. You don't want my dirty money.
Yeah. He was bad mouthing all the other haircutting people he knew, and he was telling people to come down to his place. I guarantee you'll know everybody in there. Blah 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 blah. And I'm thinking, I'm sure I will, but I'm kind of happy where I'm going.
Yeah, I liked going there until that. You know, it's like, you know, it was a nice barbershop, social and joking around, but. I didn't feel that was called for, so...
Yeah.
I severed my relationship.
Well, you can get that way a lot when he's hanging out at the bar. You know what I'm saying? Just... He's all...
He's not working at the bar, though.
You know what I'm saying? When he's hanging out there, I'm just saying his personality type. He's really having a great time, then all of a sudden he gets really angry.
Judgmental.
There was one other thing. There's some things I'm skipping that I wrote down that I don't see any point in bringing up. But, I did want to mention this, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a thing where... You're familiar with that Dateline show, To Catch a Predator.
Best show? I'm just kidding.
Where they use the perverted justice guys to nab people, you know?
That was interesting for, like, a couple shows.
Yeah, they overdid it. Mm-hmm. But one of the guys, apparently, that they went with the police to the guy's house when they went to go arrest the guy, apparently, or something like that. But he was so embarrassed by all this and the attention of his predatory ways that he ended up killing himself. Mm-hmm. So the family is suing Dateline because for $100 million.
Did they say what the actual charge was?
For inflicting such, you know, pain that he felt the only...
All right, so the suit's about for $100
million.
And
the guy's dead.
The guy's
His family's got the suit going.
Okay.
And the guy was, what did you say? We just looked some of this up. He's a prosecutor in Texas.
An assistant DA.
Yeah, who got caught in one of these stings, and he ended up killing himself.
I wonder why he committed suicide as a public official getting arrested for...
I hear you there, but I'm thinking myself though. How could you think NBC's going? Well, we were hoping the guy would kill himself. You know, I mean, they weren't even trying to catch him. I wouldn't think they were trying to just catch any of these.
Yeah, they didn't know who it was. Oh well, he's a public official. You couldn't possibly air that episode.
Apparently, I don't know. Apparently, maybe
they aired the teachers. They aired the rabbi. They aired. No, I don't think they got any Catholic priests, though, did they?
Well, that's because Catholic priests don't go on the internet to find that stuff. They got it right there in-house. See, that's where they're smart.
Okay.
That's why they get away with it for so long. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
They have kids coming to them already.
Hmm.
They don't have to get caught up in a sting with perverted justice going, what are you wearing?
See, everybody can find
can
kids.
Can I drive 280
everybody
miles
can find
to
kids
see you?
They're trying to find the horny kids.
Well, they're taught a lesson.
Apparently is what they think. I don't know.
Yeah.
This whole subject is so unbelievably creepy. I don't know how you just... Here's like certain things. Like, if you're a thief, that's one thing. You just like to steal. And I don't like thieves, but you can kind of get that where you're like, you know, I'm not going to ask for help. Because you can get away with that for a while. But it's the people that are attracted to children. I wouldn't even say teenagers. Right? Like, because 16, 17 or whatever... That's really not bizarre behavior. It's just societally...
Well, it's
statutory, yeah.
Yeah.
But I could understand where people would be, like, a little fuzzier on that, you know? Because traditionally, that's just more of a very recent occurrence, because the age of consent is as low as 16 in some states in America still. But where people... I find when people are, like, really in, like, 14 and the younger, like, how do you not just go, wow... I'm effed up, and I should probably get some help. You know, I mean, how could you...
Well, you probably do.
That would be, like, a thing where it's kind of like, I need counseling. You know, because I have, like, my problems or whatever, but I'm, like, I'm not, like, a complete screw-up going, you know, molesting dogs and children, and, you know... That's, like, serious mental issues where you have to kind of understand it's a serious mental issue. Even if you are effed up, you've obviously heard that you are bizarre... And your behavior is way out of line.
I wouldn't even begin to argue with that. And
yeah.
I'm not
How do you not like try to go get some help?
And
obviously, if they're getting therapy, nobody's telling everybody else that they're in therapy for that because you're not allowed to talk about it. Your therapist is allowed to divulge information.
Right.
But there's a lot of things that people do that are antisocial. I see why they don't get help for them because they're mad at society. But I think this is such deviant behavior. I'm always curious. Why don't you go do something?
I'm not trying to, mind you, show up for them or champion their cause, mind you. But
it's an embarrassing thing.
But I would think the fear, the embarrassment, the fear, and the guilt one feels from partaking that at all kind of funnels into doing it again before it funnels into getting yourself help because you're so, kind of... Imagine the first time you pull something like that, you're kind of shocked, and then mm-hmm. you would be like, you know, I can't tell. I'm sure I surely can't. I just. And then we start, I don't know. I'm sure it's a sickness, so it's got to be some kind of. I mean,
but everybody, didn't you have like this story about the weird guy in your neighborhood?
I
There was a guy in our neighborhood. I never personally was encountered with this person, but there was one dude that, like, in our neighborhood that was told stories about. I don't know if he ever got punished or in trouble, but
we had some weird guys in our neighborhood, but nothing like that. One of them,
there's like certain a house that you would never go have a sleepover at.
Right.
Like, don't go there.
Well, one of the guys was a Mormon who was like 26, but he was kind of weird in the head, and he was caught humping furniture in the living room through the window several times by various people in the neighborhood.
So he left his windows open while he humped furniture?
Well, yeah, he lived at his mom's house, and he didn't think of the windows being open, and, you know, I guess he would just...
Yeah. You know.
But he was pretty broken. And then there was a guy who, Lowrider Cat, who shot himself playing Russian Roulette when he was all extremely intoxicated one night, and he was pretty weird. But he was more like, you know, a 40-year-old, six-year-old weird.
Mm. Mentally retarded.
Yeah, he had to be taken. He was taken around by his little niece, who was like 8 years old. She kind of like took him to the store and took him to the barber and watched out after him. Crazy.
So that's nothing like. Nothing. So what are two other examples?
We had nothing. That was the weirdest we got.
Okay. So next time I ask you a question and you don't have an answer.
Yeah.
You totally went off the subject of picking on retarded people.
I wasn't picking on retarded people. And he's not retarded by any stretch.
The 40-year-old that acts like a 6-year-old?
Yeah, and that's a brain injury.
Oh, yeah.
That's like brain trauma. Self-inflicted. So maybe he was a little, I guess.
It wasn't naturally.
No.
Artificially retarded.
Yeah.
This crazy world of ours who, you know.
That's all I really got outside that guy who wanted his case thrown out of court because he wanted unemployment benefits because they fired him for asking for a hooker. So, man fired for requesting a prostitute. Monday, February 25th, 2008. A man was denied an A judge denied an Iowa man's claim that he shouldn't have been fired for repeatedly requesting help to procure a prostitute. Neil Jorgensen, 62, of Kelowna, worked at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort in Riverside and was given a gift certificate and free night stay at the casino hotel to mark a year's employment. After eating and drinking at a casino restaurant, he returned to his hotel room about midnight and later called hotel managers about hiring a prostitute. When managers refused to help him, he made a call to the adjacent resort and made the same request. The advertisement is that it's just like Las Vegas, so I thought I was in Las Vegas, quoted Jorgensen, testified at a hearing regarding his request for unemployment benefits. Hotel workers were sent to Jorgensen's room to ask him to stop demanding prostitutes. When they arrived, Jorgensen answered the door in the nude. Jorgensen was fired the next day. At the hearing, Jorgensen said his actions didn't hurt the casino, and he said he'd received strong performance reviews. He also blamed the restaurant for serving him too much alcohol. Quote, I was absolutely plowed, end quote, he said. His administrative law judge, Terrence Nice, turned down Jorgensen's claim for unemployment benefits. So, I enjoyed, with humor...
That's hilarious. Why didn't he...
The fact that somebody would actually go all the way through the court system and be like, well...
Yeah, dude.
Help me out here. I mean, what's wrong with asking for a prostitute if it's just like Las Vegas? I mean, I was fucked up. Come on. Cut me some slack.
Yeah. Dude, go to bed and watch a dirty movie.
Yeah. Don't they get SpectraVision in Iowa?
Yeah, I don't know, but harassing coworkers for a hooker didn't seem like the best way to keep your job.
Well, apparently the restaurant overserved him. You heard him.
Yeah. It's always somebody else's fault.
It's always the alcohol. The devil made me do it.
So what did we learn today? It's always somebody else's fault. I think that's the theme.
Pass the buck?
Pass it along.
See, and that's why America stays poor. Yeah. They're passing the buck instead of keeping it.
Bret Michaels and Flavor Flav are looking for MTV to find them dates. They're not going out and getting their own. Have MTV do it.
This guy
wants other people to get him sex. When they can't, it's still their fault.
That's right. For making him desire, yeah. For saying it's like Las Vegas and serving him too much alcohol.
When an assistant district attorney commits suicide for pursuing...
For getting caught for pursuing young boys for sex.
Young boys or girls. I don't know if it was boys. I don't know which... I didn't see the episode.
I think I read in one of the other
stories. Well, for pedophilia or... Yeah. What's the other word? There's one that's for older. I don't even know what it is.
Well, for sex with minor, for crying out loud.
Yeah, for sex with any non-adults. His sister's like, no, it's not his fault that he humiliated himself in public. It's NBC's for trying to get, you know, pedophiles off the streets.
That's right. It's their fault. Know? They intended him to do that.
Their fault. So.
It's their fault. There's three right there.
Yep. So, hey, when life gives you lemons, it's somebody else's fault. Little quote for the day.
That's a fine one. When life gives you lemons.
Somebody else's fault. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Have a, don't pass the buck. Live for yourself.
Or do pass the buck. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm not here to tell you how to live.
But if you pass the buck and it gets on the news, we might just laugh at you.
Officially, it takes about 27 cougars to strategically maneuver themselves around a slow-moving, snake-like passenger train existing in your brain before the train's twin engineers begin exclaiming things like, here we be stopping, it would seem the cougar droppings have been clogging up the works, and if you please direct attention to the cougarhood inventing a fantastic array of ways to think about your day and effectively wash that hair from your head so you can
know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there.
Cougar season, no need to be scared.